Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Financial struggles have struck a historic church in Cobourg. The 200-year-old Trinity United Church is threatened to close its doors as early as next year, but could survive longer if assets are sold while the church is looking for a new minister. Internal leadership is strategizing on how to right this financial ship. Christine Raby, the secretary of the stewardship committee at the church, speaks with me about the financial difficulties.
This church is incredibly important to this community. It's been around now for officially over 200 years. They celebrated their 200th anniversary just last year. And not only the building itself, but the community of the church has been really an important part of Cobourg for a long time. And I mean, I know for me, coming to Cobourg as a newbie just a couple of years ago, I was so excited for there to be a United Church in this area because I really think it's important for there to be somewhere that anyone of any faith can go and feel at home in that space. So it's the only one we got. It's an important spot.
So I understand that the church is undergoing some financial struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Can you paint us a picture of where the church is at, how it got there, and possibly what the plans are for the future?
Absolutely. So the church underwent a big financial audit just very recently, and the council's been talking through some of those projections and kind of what's going on and how it got there. The church has been running a deficit for a couple of years now. I think COVID was a really tough time for everyone and for churches especially, right? Having to pivot, having to buy new equipment to start running online services, people not coming into the building as much, not donating, etc. So I think that that was a difficult situation, and the church has been, you know, working and trying to kind of move against that, but hasn't been able to and has been running a deficit since. So now looking at that, the projections going forward are not so great. As far as the report is looking at, you know, they're saying, you know, if we tap into our resources, the church has a housing fund and some other assets, maybe we can be looking towards 2027. But without those extra resources, we wouldn't be necessarily financially sustainable that far even. So it's something that's kind of an urgent need that's been built up over a couple of years. And we're just trying to figure out how we can reconcile that and build a journey to a more sustainable future at the church.
So have you noticed possibly that donations could be down due to the affordability crisis? Some people may not have money to give. Are you seeing that in the church right now?
I mean, absolutely. I think we're seeing that in every sector. But I think also that there are some people that don't attend as regularly maybe as they used to. Life is busy. And I think we really want to try and, you know, remind people of the good that church can bring, that church is important even in our really busy, bustling lives right now, and encourage people to come out and enjoy our services and see what church can provide for them so that they feel like it's worth giving of their time, their talents, and if they can, their finances.
So are you noticing that I guess I'm kind of segueing here, but are you noticing that the congregation population has decreased?
I'm coming in on a relatively short term, if I'm being honest, though I do know that there has been some decline. From what I seem to understand, I think that there's still a really healthy number that come out for some of those big services. We're going into Christmas Eve coming up, those kind of Advent and Lent services have still good attendance. There's still people who call Trinity United Church their congregational home, who consider themselves to be members, but maybe don't make it out on a November Sunday morning. So we're hoping that we can kind of really talk to some of those people and also encourage some members of the community who maybe don't have a faith community and don't understand what that could be as a positive for them, that they might want to come and check it out, because Trinity welcomes everyone. You don't have to be a baptized member to come and enjoy a service or even to come enjoy some non-worship activities at the church.
So then has the church undertaken any community engagement to understand why some people come to church and why people don't go to church?
I think that there are a lot of reasons why that happens. I mean, I mentioned just the busyness of life these days. Lifestyle has changed a lot in the last 50 years. And I think the church is trying to do what they can to try and accommodate those changes and try and remain a relevant place for people by offering a little bit of peace in all of that busyness and offering opportunities to enrich the lives of young people as well. I think that There are some stereotypes around that church is for older folks. It's a place for them to have community. But I think we overlook just how big of an impact the church can have on young people as well. And there's some good things going on at Trinity, especially in the music ministry. I'm a music person myself, so I'm a little biased. But as somebody who did grow up in the church, I really see a lot of value in having a place for young people where they can interact with people of all ages, can have kind of a safe space outside of home and school, and kind of build some social skills and also have a place for some spiritual nurture too.
Wonderful. And so then going forward, what's the plan to stabilize the finances and possibly get them into a better position?
I think from what I understand, there's a bit of a multi-prong approach, and the finance committee would maybe be a little bit better equipped to get into the nitty-gritty of it. But I think they're targeting, of course, on one hand, fundraising, continuing to put together fun activities to bring people in. We just had our big Holly Tea and Craft sale. We are doing community movie nights and suppers. Stewardship committee is working on our Taste of Trinity fundraiser, where people can enjoy hosting or attending dinners at people's homes. So we are trying to make things happen in that respect, but also trying to bring people in. We have our Christmas services coming up, which are always a special time at the church. So encouraging anybody who wants to come out and enjoy. We've got a lovely Advent 4 service coming up with the Trinity Concert Band. So we'll have some lovely band music this Sunday. And then, of course, our Christmas Eve services, which are geared towards family at 4 p.m. with the children singing and performing their Christmas pageant. And then, of course, a 9 p.m. candlelight service for a little bit more of a serene feeling of the holidays. So just trying to bring people in to enjoy and take part in things, I think, is a big part of the process.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.